I've always been told that I'm the fixer when it comes to relationships. I always choose to be in relationships with people that are broken, people that need putting back together. And I think I've always been the alpha in relationships, not in the sense of, physical size and strength and the physical way that I don't deal with conflict, but many people do. I've always been the person who is driving it forward, and wanting them to do better. And I realize that this habit, or maybe it's more than a habit, but of needing to fix people was just being directed in the wrong way. I realized really what I wanted to do was teach, and teach people who were open to dealing with their fragility and vulnerability and all the whole sort of radiance spectrum of emotions and experiences that we have as human beings. And when I started teaching, I came up against a lot of resistance, particularly I think because I'm 35. I have more tattoos than bare spots on my skin. I often have extremely long hair that is mine because I paid for it, but I didn't actually grow it from the roots of my scalp. So I think immediately, I think people, when coming forward with their vulnerability, see me and their walls go, she doesn't know anything. I think males who are of around my age or older. And then I started working with teenagers as well. And, anywhere from 13 to, I'm just actually drinking a Bloody Mary at the same time because I am trying to fix myself today. But, I started working with teenagers and I realized how, as a society, we're not serving them. You know, I got to train and study for, I was still in uni when I was 31, still learning. But previous to that, when I was studying acting, I was like, there was no Instagram, there was no filters, there was no, like, there was Facebook, but there were no filters yet. And I wasn't really that engaged because it hadn't become as important as it is now. It was just actually genuinely, I think, a way of keeping in touch with people. So I got the luxury, I now realize, of going and studying and learning without interference. And I think detrimental interference. You know, I know some of my kids who are like 14 wear more makeup than I would ever even put on my own face. I could probably get some lessons actually. But I just remember seeing these kids that were the presenting felt that they had to present themselves to me and the world in a very, it was polished, but it was clumsy, and it was inauthentic. And I realized in that moment, having been fired, probably because of the way I look and who I am, I know. That is why. Amongst some other reasons, which are equally as damning. But, I I realized that my role as a teacher is so much more important and what's the word? So much more important and I'm gonna say qualifying, but it's not, it doesn't have enough weight than what I expected. I mean, I thought I was going in that room to teach acting, to do improvisation, to, you know, definitely bring people out of their shell and dissect a scene and dissect human behavior and, you know, essentially play. But I realized quite early on with my teens in particular that it was very much about giving them a safe space to find their unapologetically authentic selves. I had the luxury of having a childhood. I don't know if kids these days have that same luxury, because, you know, before you know it, they're given a phone and filters and I guess all of this stimulation, which isn't, you know, books and an array of music. I think that they listen differently to what I listened, to how I listened and how I listen. I think they see things differently because they come from a different time, and one that I have gratefully been forced to understand, so that I can hopefully, you know, along with obviously breaking down scripts and analyzing human behavior and needs and I guess, fuck, so many things, a connection to body, a connection to voice, a connection to other people, but that whole connection factor along with coming at something from your own authentic experience and self, but not selfishly. I mean, I think you have to start with yourself, as with anything. How can you be in a relationship with anything, be it a person, your work, the world, if you are not coming from a place of honesty and of acceptance and of love for yourself first? But then, you know, I mean, I think once you are in that place, and obviously, you know, there's going to be chaotic moments and messy moments, but I think if you're coming from yourself, you stand in those moments and you're like, well, this is my chaos, this is my mess, but here I fucking am going through it and embracing it. Because, I mean, I love a clean home, but I love a messy life. what was my train of thought? There was this interesting thought which was brought up with me the other day about opening portals for other people to walk through, and these portals are basically places and spaces for people to heal. And I think all of us have that ability. I just think we've forgotten about it. And I really think that I don't think of art as selfish. Obviously, I think it's a gift. It's so generous, especially when it comes from a place of generosity, and when it comes from a place of, I've had this experience and I'm putting it out there to help you people who have experienced this or might experience this in the future, find a common ground and find a connection so you feel less alone, and then can potentially rise up out of that and just, you know, add it to little parts of yourself, which make you more you and greater. And I realize, I mean, fuck, there's so much horrendous, devastating things going on in the world at the moment. But I would hope that it's a time when people are, instead of turning to their phone to film, well, their Bloody Mary, as I am sitting next to right now, they would turn to the person next to them. And I mean, I've definitely learnt through everything I've been doing recently that you can look at someone, just a person on the street, and you don't have to eyeball them like a magpie. But, you know, that contact that I think we're so afraid of now because of these filters in our phones, and I guess being given a device and a medium where we can present the world whatever we want, however we want, the person that we want the world to see us as being. And I have learned over the last 6 days that I present myself in a particular way, totally out of, there's honesty there. I mean, I'm very, very lucky and I'm very blessed because my parents encouraged in me from a very young age truth, and that if I was making choices, I could make whatever choice I wanted. You know, I could, if I wanted to try a drug, try it, but know that you are definitely trying it for yourself and not for someone else. If you're wearing that garment, are you wearing it for yourself or are you wearing it for someone else? If you want to get that tattoo, are you getting it for yourself or are you getting it for something else? Or are you getting it for something that you're running from or hiding from? It's so powerful. I know with my kids in my class, I turned around one day and they all had their phones in their hands. So I was like, you're not listening. Cool. It's fine. But, you know, I said to them, I'm not going to take them off you and I'm not going to have this conversation with you again. This is the first and only time we will have this conversation. And it's basically that you have a choice. You have a choice to be present in class, absorbing everyone's work, respecting everyone's work, or you can be on your phone. The choice is yours. I'm not going to force you to engage. No one picked up their phones again after that, which was excellent, to my knowledge. But basically, I do think that there is something very brave in the world right now when it's so much easier to look down, engage in your phone and engage in your, the self you want people to see, as opposed to letting people see who you really are. And I think if you give yourself permission to do that and you allow someone to see that part of you, the raw, honest part of you who wants to fight and wants to fuck so many things. I could go on and on and on. But I think if you let people see that, then you are also giving them permission to do that for themselves. And then they give that permission to someone else. And so these portals I guess you could say portals of connection open. And every time you allow someone to walk through that, you're giving them a gift. And in turn, they will pass that on. And I've just been really mind blown and moved this week. I've still got a lot of work to do. And it doesn't mean like, you know, I mean, I'm walking around like Madonna at the moment with the longest ponytail, which I'm fucking obsessed with. You know, I've still got my lashes on. There is still, you know, this person who I love. I fucking love her, you know, and she is still, you know, relevant and important and someone who I am developing. But I also realize that I've taught myself to be so strong for so long, and there is an anger, there's a vulnerability, but there's also a fucking clown inside of me that I need to, I guess, get out of its box, you know, and start to allow to come through me. And yeah, it's not all dark. There's a lot of joy, there's a lot of vibrancy. And that is stuff that I, yeah, would like to start to engage with and then release and see what happens when I do. And hopefully in turn, that will start to happen for other people. I feel like for the first time in a very long time, I am standing in my own 2 feet. Not somebody else's. And not that I was standing in somebody else's, but I think that there were parts of me that I had neglected. And yeah, it's amazing how, and scary, but amazing to be standing in these 2 feet, which I'm very proud of, which, you know, were given to me by my, you know, incredible parents, and they've walked a very fucking long walk, you know, but I think that they are, no, I won't say that because it's way too cheesy. But you know, I feel grounded. I feel grounded, but grounded in these feet that I had not really come into contact with for a very fucking long time. And I'm very grateful to have come back to them.